The National Farm Machinery Show is underway in range-bound markets. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. This report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. The National Farm Machinery Show is now underway in Louisville, Kentucky. C.J. Miller is there and says there's a lot of buzz over a couple of patriotic displays on the trade show floor. C.J.?
Thanks, Greg. As you come across the Case IH booth, you'll find one of their new Magnum 265 tractors with the Stars and Stripes paint scheme.
This is our Heartland Edition tractor. This is one of one tractor that is going to be made like this. And this project in celebration and honor of America's 250th this year, as well as that really enduring spirit of our American farmer.
And that's Kendall Quandall with Case IH.
We wanted to do something special this year, and that's where you see the beautiful paint scheme across this tractor and how special it was for us to create a one-of-a-kind experience to help honor both the American farmer and America this year.
Also at the show, you'll find the 1976 Case 1570 Spirit of 76 tractor that was made specifically for the country's bicentennial 50 years ago.
And how special it is that you can come to National Farm Machinery Show this year, experience our Heartland Edition, which is brand new, first show we're really seeing that at, and then take a quick stroll over and see that Spirit of 76 and how special that tractor was to the heritage of our company as well. And you get to experience both of those right here at the National Farm Machinery Show.
But that's not the only big iron you'll find from Case IH.
We've got the AF10, fully equipped with connectivity included and Harvest Command, bringing all of those automation solutions together. We have a Puma 185 over in the corner. So if you saw any news out of CattleCon last week, we released that new Puma 185 with the ability to add a Pro 1200 display. So you're able to really customize and add new technology to that lineup.
She adds that Case IH is introducing something new coming up at the end of this month at Commodity Classic in San Antonio. Reporting from the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm C.J. Miller.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
High pressure exiting the Great Lakes region here today, taking with it, I think, the coldest part of this air mass. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the forecast update. We are going to be seeing decent sunshine across the state again. Temperatures a little bit warmer than yesterday. Not a lot, but slight improvement there, and it's just due to the fact that we're transitioning onto the backside of this high-pressure dome, and so that should allow south flow to develop. It develops more as we move through your Friday, tomorrow, and we should see additional snow melt. Warmer air in for the weekend and early next week as well. We've got a significant storm complex trying to pass through the deep south on Saturday night and into early Sunday. That's going to throw rain all the way up into central parts of Illinois, central Indiana, central Ohio. Cloud cover farther north, I think, that we see in southern lower Michigan, offshoot cloud cover from this system on Saturday. So a little bit less of a bright sky there. And then we go back into next week with partly to mostly sunny skies in pretty much all areas. We do not see our next significant round of moisture until a warm front lifts through next Wednesday, midweek. We see rain moving through the state here, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch. We follow that up with hit and misses, scattered showers later Thursday afternoon and into early Friday. Colder air comes in behind before another strong frontal boundary brings rain and maybe some thunderstorms for next Saturday afternoon, evening, and overnight into Sunday. Behind that system, we see a significant cool down for the start of the week of the 23rd, probably lingering all the way through that Thursday or Friday before warmer air comes back. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th. A week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week February 21st through the 28th.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets. The markets were largely range-bound with subtle shifts. Grain prices were mixed to slightly lower, while soybeans experienced modest softness following recent U.S. supply and export updates. Here's Eric Pfeiffer along with Steve Erdman with the EFG Group in Chicago for a closer look.
Steve, let's just talk about this soybean market first. We were looking at pretty good losses right around midday, and then something shifted. Something started to move this soybean market around, came off the lows, even found some green by the end of the day. What was it that made soybeans come off those lows?
Eric, I think the market is just really focused like a laser beam on weather in Argentina. And I think that's when you see the meal market pop a little bit. And we only got meal up $2.20 by the close, but that's just $1.10 off the high. And the thought in the trade was that Argentina was scheduled to get some moisture, some beneficial moisture here in the next 4 to 10 days. And then after that, it's supposed to dry out again. And I believe they're taking some of that moisture out of the forecast. So that's the driver in the bean complex, in my estimation. Last week, we jumped 50 cents when President Trump came out and said his buddy Xi was going to take 20 million tons instead of 12 million tons. And I mean, the president made that statement, but we don't have anything to back it up with.
And that was Steve Erdman with the EFG Group in Chicago. March corn finished in the red at 427 and a half, down 1 1/4. May corn also down 3/4 at 436 and a half. March soybeans rallied up 1 1/2 to 1124. May beans also finished up 2 even at 1139 and a half. March wheat showed a lot of strength, ending at 537 and a quarter, up 9 even. April live cattle strong at 240.97, up 355. April hogs on the defensive, down $1.65 at $93.85. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.